This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. A healthy mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 6th of January, 2018. Currently 32 degrees, heading for a high of 42. I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past and present. I would also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities who work tirelessly and diligently to promote the health, well-being and justice of our people, families and communities. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Fiona.
Morning.
Good morning, Macca. I've got to say, Macca, good morning. You're looking very swell today, and I couldn't work out what it was, and I realised you've had a bit of a shave.
Oh, yeah, I had a trim.
And it looks like you've lost a lot of weight.
I've trimmed the beard.
Wearing dark colours always does help.
Yeah, it does, yes. That's it's in black. Everything in black.
Looking good this morning. What a beautiful day today.
Isn't it? Bit warm, though, and people really need to remember. Hydrate and, you know, cars. Don't leave your pets or your children or granny or grandpa in the car while you duck in to get something really non-essential at the shops, which is, you know, people do it. It's amazing. Ambulance Victoria last year, 1,700 call-outs for people locked in cars in adverse weather.
I saw that statistic on one of the commercial news stations last night when I was sitting in a bar, and I was just astonished that people would continue to do that.
Well, people are stupid.
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, you know, we get upset when we leave something in the oven for too long and it overcooks.
On a day like today, it's exactly the same.
On a day like today, left in the car for 10 minutes in this temperature, a young child will start to dehydrate very, very quickly and, you know, probably within half, three-quarters of an hour, they might expire. Indeed. That means die.
And so also while we're on that subject, go and look after a neighbour. Go and check on if you've got an elderly neighbour or someone in the block of flats to you. Just go and knock on the door and just say, are you okay? Are you keeping cool? Are you keeping hydrated?
Exactly.
My elderly neighbour invited us to use his swimming pool, which was very sweet.
You couldn't drink it all, though, could you?
No. It looked a bit, the pool looked a bit bad when it was full of tonic water and slices of lemon. So how's the year started for both of you?
It's a bit quiet, I was going to say, on the political front. Everyone's building their sandcastles and there's not a lot of stuff happening out there.
Well, I don't know. I thought the coverage of Malcolm Turnbull going for a swim in his trunks and the pictures and the way they covered it, I thought, The guy's gone for a swim in his bathers. Okay, he's you know, Tony Abbott loves parading around in his budgie smugglers, swinging around the lunch.
Maybe he's doing a bit of a Tony. Maybe he thinks he needs to do
that. I think he went for a swim. And
why would you wear
trunks? You know, yeah, but, you know, far be it from me to defend Malcolm.
This is true.
But, you know, really, come on, guys.
I thought that, you know, I love a bit of a battle when you bring Melbourne cultural life into the equation. And reading some of the fantastic responses to Peter Dutton's promise that Melburnians are too scared to leave the house.
Oh, absolutely.
Really been a lot of fun to watch. A lot of great outrage.
Extraordinary. Now, Paul's brought up a picture of our Prime Minister in his trunks.
They look like a pair of underpants.
It does. Actually, they look like Target underpants. Yeah. What's the headline, Paul?
It says
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull takes a dip at Bondi Beach. This is the Daily Telegraph, one of News Corporation's shit sheets.
And look, the Prime Minister, you know, well, so what? So what?
Yep. You don't want to Google this. It'll put you off your breakfast this morning.
I was going to post it on our socials, but maybe not. I don't want to give the Daily Telegraph any extra coverage.
And how's your week been, Macca?
Look, I was back at work for 2 days. As I said earlier, with Dylan and the crew, I'm off to the US for the Consumer Electronics Show, which has been going, I'm trying to think, probably, I think a decade might be longer. and it's turned into a quasi-motor show. Because a huge number of the exhibits are about automotive. Sorry. And that's in Las Vegas. And Las Vegas is always busy.
Mm.
But, you know, there are thousands and thousands of geeks there. And huge exhibits and stuff that you just blows your mind.
Does it talk about the future, though? Does it give you a glimpse into what
absolutely.
Our world will be like
absolutely.
In the next
absolutely.
5 years?
Yeah. So sort of looking forward to that, but I'm back next Friday. And then the week, the year's already started in earnest. You, Fiona?
Yes, the year has definitely kicked off. There'll be a lot going on for me in my work, even though it's kind of hard to do your job when certainly a lot of people are still away. So it's a funny old time.
It is this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of people... One thing I've noticed is the traffic, and I do understand why the government... and Vic Roads unusually made a sensible decision. Can't believe I just said that. to do a lot of these roadworks at this time, to improve Hoddle Street and, you know, the tram line in Lygon Street and stuff like this. But the traffic has actually been extraordinarily light.
It has this week.
I always think of this time of year as being like, imagine Melbourne in the 1950s.
Yes.
That's what the traffic's like.
Yeah.
And if you want to go somewhere, you don't have to think twice about it. You just get in the car and you get there and it's easy and it's so exciting.
Well, I was going to the dentist one day this week. So from Moonee Ponds to South Melbourne, and normally in the morning, like sort of before the heavy peak, I would allow an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I got there in 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's exactly the same. My journey, I've been working all the way through, so I don't really feel like I've had much of a Christmas this year, but exactly the same. My journey to work, 15 minutes, has been phenomenal, and it can take as much as an hour normally.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been doing stuff on Easter, so my week this week is about wrapping up Christmas.
Wow.
Oh, you're one of the people behind the bloody hot cross buns.
Yeah, well, exactly. We were always working like 3 to 6 months ahead of everyone else. So, once I finish Christmas, I'll be on to Mother's Day and Father's Day.
But there's hot cross buns in the supermarket.
Yeah, everyone loves them.
I love them, but, you know...
It just extends the season a little bit. It's one of those things.
A little bit.
You can never get hot cross buns.
A little bit.
The whole idea is that hot cross buns are supposed to be just for Easter.
For Easter, yes. Anyway.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.